Hey, Aaron. Hey, Jennifer. How are you doing today?
Very good.
Fantastic.
Good, good.
Blessed better than I deserve to be.
Hey, listen, I can understand that. We truly appreciate you guys taking some time out with us today. What we're going to do is just try to learn a little bit more about you guys and see how we can help each other grow. And for you guys that don't know who these magnificent people are, this is Mr. Aaron Nguyen and Mrs. Jennifer Whittle, and they are with Hunter Recruitment Advisors. So they're going to be with us today, share a little bit about, you know, what it is they do. And what we found, Aaron, on these podcasts is finding out about your business is magnificent, but trying to figure out what that why is the key to it all. So we'll just try to find out more and let you share that with everybody. So Aaron, if you can, just start us off and then tell us a little bit about where you're from.
Sure. Well, Hunter actually was a, if you want the whole backstory to it, is that Hunter had always been in the back of my head in terms of wanting to do something on my own, but being too chicken to try.
Okay.
And so initially I had started a company about 8 years ago and failed spectacularly.
Okay.
but I learned a lot of lessons, and that's really important. You know, when you're doing anything, what can I take away from this situation? What is it that I can learn from the situation? And so for me, it was just learning about how do I approach people? How do I do my follow-up? And then probably about 6 years ago, I had decided that corporate living was just not the type of lifestyle I wanted to do. It just, you know, it was great for other people, but it just never worked well for me.
So when you say corporate living, what were you doing? What was that?
Sure. So, my position before I started Hunter, I was actually, working for a very large organization, which I will not name, in their IT group.
Okay.
And there was just certain, I guess you could say, certain things you have to do from a big company culture that may not always be as forthright as you hoped it would be. And that just never really fit my personality style.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We definitely understand that. That's why I asked, because when you think about where you were previously before your current company, there's a reason why that change came about. And that's why I wanted to ask that question, you know, where were you and what were some of those things that led up to you actually saying, I'm going to take the leap?
Yeah. Well, and I'll be honest with you, part of the company really is spread from or came from my faith walk as well.
Okay.
I went kicking and screaming into starting a company. It was the last thing I wanted to do, because I came from financial situations where money was tight, and I wanted the security of a big company, at least what I thought to be a big company.
Right.
And then I went in one day and just realized, you know, you could be let go at any time. It doesn't matter the size of the organization. At least when you have an idea of ownership, you know what's coming.
Right. Right.
At least for the most part. But really, from a faith standpoint, I was sitting in my home office and saying, Lord, what am I doing here? I have a master's degree, for Pete's sakes. I've got a kid who has medical conditions that I need to watch out for. I've got a family to support. What am I doing here?
Right, right.
And it was really just a moment of clarity where he said, I just want you to follow my directions. And that's what I did. And I just, you know, it wasn't easy, and it was little bit by little bit, day after day, but we just kept getting more and more clients that wanted to use us over and over again.
Right.
And now we're able to bring on great people like Jennifer.
Awesome.
To really shape out the team. And it's really been God leading us through this entire process.
Well, we definitely appreciate you sharing that. That's why we ask these particular questions, because as we try to let people know, you know, who we are and what it is we do, they have to have some sort of idea of how we got there, you know, because you never know what it is that brought you to that particular place. So, you know, I definitely appreciate you sharing that. And, you know, just ask a little bit about yourself, Jennifer. Tell us about you. Where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm kind of from all over the U.S. I grew up in a couple different states, and I've most recently been in Atlanta, which for the last 5 to 6 years, actually similar to Aaron, and really liked Atlanta. I was working for a company. Well, let me back up. I spent about right out of the gate of college, right out of that, I started with sales and banking and finance and kind of got a little burned out and ended up connecting with a gal at church who said that she thought you'd be a great recruiter. So that's kind of how it kickstarted the last 9 years in staffing and recruiting. And so the staffing agency world is quite its own animal and its own beast. And it's not for everybody. It's pretty cutthroat. And, you know, towards the end of my time at the last employment that I had at the beginning of 2020, it just became apparent to me that things were not serving me well.
Okay.
And that things were becoming toxic. And again, we were in 2020, so this was the abruptness of the pandemic that kind of flipped everything around. But the company also had kind of a rough 2019. So it kind of set us up for some rough times in the beginning of 2020, several layoffs, probably 85% of the recruiting staff got laid off on my team. And then, you know, I took some time off for myself because I just felt like, again, my faith and my God saying, maybe just take some rest, take some time to rest and think about what you want to do.
Okay.
So then, you know, several months later, my ex-boss, who Aaron works with, connected with me and we'd been staying in touch. And she said, so I've got this gentleman that's got this company and I think you'd be a really great fit. It's not agency. And she knew that I wanted to get it out of recruiting agency. And so this RPO business kind of popped up and, it ended up being a wonderful blessing because it's an environment that I didn't know I needed and an environment I didn't know I was going to thrive in. So it's been a really positive experience and yeah, I wouldn't change anything for it. And I'm learning a lot and that's really where I wanted to be. I feel like if you don't learn and you're not continuously learning, you can't help others and be an impact.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome that you two guys have that similarity to each other that, you know, brought you together. And, you know, with Aaron, I have networked with him for a while now and, you know, he's just a great guy and that's good that you were able to get that spirit as well. Now, now with the business in itself, what is it that your position there? What is it that you do?
Yeah. So my role is, you know, multifaceted. I think it's changing. I think Aaron's role is changing on a daily basis too. And so right now I work with a couple different clients and I manage the hiring and the recruiting process as well as doing my own hands-on recruiting and sourcing. So that's communicating with the client, making sure the client is satisfied, making sure interviews are being scheduled and being conducted, making sure that new hires are doing well and that we're having a constant pipeline of new candidates for the new needs that they have. Okay. So it's a little bit of account management and hands-on recruiting.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing. Aaron, we're going to come back to you and just ask a few questions, you know, about the business in itself. So as you get ready to share with everyone, you know, what your value proposition is now, just share with us so we can be able to tell and as we find who's that good referral that you're looking for. And then when you follow up with that, who's that good referral partner that you're looking to get with?
Sure. So our company, our whole premise is that we work with small to mid-sized companies that may have never had recruiting be a part of their organization. And they've reached the point now where growth is coming and they know it and they want to be able to get after the new business that they're looking for. But either they have a lack of people or they have a lack of the right people. And so they're having to shrink back or they're not able to take on some of that new business because they just don't have the people to be able to supply them with what they need. So we're that group that comes in so that they don't have to lose out on their business. And that's the thing I really try to express to companies is that we're here to give you the solution to the problem that you have. And so for us, working with small to mid-sized companies, they don't always need to have a full-time recruitment team. They may need to have a seasonal solution. And that's fine because what we do is we work with a lot of different small businesses or medium-sized businesses on providing them support. And so we're able to vacillate between all different types of industries. I always tell everybody, We are industry agnostic. Mm-hmm. Right now, we are working with insurance companies. We are working with HVAC companies. We are working with consulting companies mm-hmm. that span all different types of clients and all different types of industries. And so for us, it's really more about, are you a business that realizes they're not reaching their full potential because they don't have the right people or they don't have enough people? If that's the case, then you need to call us because we're here to be able to help you reach the potential that you're looking for with your own business.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, I have a question based off of what you just shared with us. When it comes to time-wise, you know, you have full-time and then part-time and then to go mm-hmm. into, you know, steady, which one do you see has been a good one for you guys? Is it just the part-time solutions or growing them into full-time?
And I want to make sure I just clarify real quick. Do you mean in terms of the type of work that they need done
mm-hmm,
or the provide. Type of employees they need to hire?
Yeah. The ones they try to hire where you say with the HVAC company, you know, at times they have a peak season and then sometimes it slows down for them. Do you help with part-time work or is it just only into full-time, you know, more than 40-hour type jobs or salary jobs?
We do any position that's going to help that business
okay.
meet their goals.
Okay.
And
okay.
so if it is a part-time opportunity, mm-hmm. then we can help them with that. Mm-hmm. If it is a full-time role, we can help them with that. What makes us different than a lot of other agencies, and in fact, I wouldn't even really call us an agency. Mm-mm. We're an RPO,
okay.
as Jennifer had alluded to earlier. That means recruitment process outsourcing. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we supplement your existing team. We actually come in and take on the persona of being your recruiting company.
Right.
Or being a part of your company. And so we'll have an email address. We'll actually represent. We will do debriefs with your hiring teams. Mm-hmm. We will actually do kickoff calls so we really understand it. Mm-hmm. And then we're screening out candidates so that really the hiring team is only meeting with three or four of the best that they can then interview with. So that's another value that we try to provide to our clients is that we're here to be, we're here from you having, or we're here to keep you from having the time suck mm-hmm. that it takes sometimes mm-hmm. to do recruiting. There's a lot of work that happens in recruiting that people never see if it's a really good recruiting company.
Yeah, definitely appreciate you diving into that because, you know, as the viewers are listening, you know, I want to make sure that you have those great connections and definitely let them know who that good target is. Now, as we go out and about and what we do, we share, you know, referrals and opportunities, you know, with each other. Who would you say over the time has been a great referral partner for yourself?
Well, you know what? Because I got a great teammate, I'm going to let Jennifer weigh in first.
Okay.
And then I'll give you my two cents.
Excellent. Share with us, Jennifer, what you think.
Yeah. So you're talking about what particular company would be a good referral target?
Yeah. Well, say for instance, with us, you know, a great CPA or a bookkeeper, someone who talks to other business owners would be a great referral partner for us because they're going to send okay. us over. Who's been that for you guys?
Well, honestly, you know, in terms of referrals, a lot of my referrals are kind of done in a warm way. So okay. I'm having discovery conversations with candidates that maybe aren't interested, but are maybe wanting to hear more just to see if it's something that maybe down the line they would be interested in. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the times these individuals will welcome, you know, if I'm not a good fit, I think I might know somebody who is. Mm-hmm. So honestly, I'm making connections and referrals with any and everybody.
Okay.
So I don't have any particular genre or particular company that I'm targeting. You know, and we do IT, we do the HVAC stuff, we do the director executive level. So there's a lot of different levels of individuals that you'd speak with on a different referral basis. So, okay. you know, if you're talking about your viewers, I mean, for me, I think anybody in technology could be a really good networking partner. Mm-hmm. Anybody in technician field work could be a good partner. And we do customer service. So there's a lot of those roles too. So for me, you know, I'm honestly willing to talk to anybody
okay.
and I'm an open door and an open book. So I just like having conversations with people. That's why I like recruiting. It's a great way to build rapport, relationships, and you're helping people and they're typically wanting to talk to you. So
yeah,
I have conversations with partners all the time.
Yeah. I have that similar thing as well. I always just like to have the conversation because yes, I do want to help you with that business solution that I have, but you just never know who knows who. So
right.
I always welcome that conversation, because what I've learned over time is, regardless of how it goes, it can go 95% to the left. There's going to be something that you can take from that conversation or that experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now we're decent networkers. If it's real bad, you just disengage. But, you know, you still can find something from someone, because at the end of the day, these people are right here. And we have ways to go. That, I mean, we have a timeline that we have to go on, and you never know where we may cross again. So I definitely understand that when you say just having, you know, the conversation with them to learn and meet people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I always try to leave candidates better than they were when they came.
Absolutely.
So, if I can't give them an opportunity or a hire, I will connect them with an agency or a staffing firm I've partnered with in the past. Mm-hmm. And that's a lead and a referral for them that could hopefully work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And to build on what Jennifer was talking about, you know, for us as an organization, the great thing about being a great corporate recruiter is that you have the ability to go between different positions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the recruiters who may watch this video, they're all nodding their head going, yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
1 week I'm doing marketing, 1 week I'm doing sales, 1 week I'm doing IT. And a really good recruiter has to have the same foundational skills for any position. Mm-hmm. Now, there's going to be some expertise, there's going to be some familiarity that comes over time, but ultimately, it's the same type of blocking and tackling that has to take place. And so I have the same approach when it comes to potential clients. There's really not an industry that we wouldn't welcome the opportunity to have the conversation with.
Okay.
There has not been a client yet that we haven't been able to either come up with some type of solution or to really to come in with some type of idea for them to help themselves. One of the things that I think a lot of people get compacted or think about is that we're a recruiting company.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, the last part of our name is advisors.
Right.
We provide advice, not just on how you recruit or not just on trying to find one person. We provide advice on how do you have your entire recruitment marketing brand.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you earlier, I had a master's degree. That master's degree is in marketing.
Okay.
And my undergrad is in human resources. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to do all the benefits. I found that to be really, that was just not my jam, but I loved recruiting.
Awesome. Awesome.
And one of the things I started realizing was that companies, they're putting a posting out, which is fine, but does it really speak to who you are as a company?
Mm-hmm.
Do your images really represent the type of teammates that you're wanting to bring on?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have stories or narratives that really talk about, this is what it's like to work here, or even more so for your spouses or significant others, this is what it's like for them to work here. They're going to be happier when they come home.
Right.
So we realize that there's a lot involved with recruiting beyond just putting out a posting.
Mm.
There is a marketing and almost an advice that we have to provide to help them understand the totality of their recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, we can provide that for any industry if given the opportunity.
Right. That's magnificent, because my next question coming off of who's a good referral partner is the future, you know, and what is next for Hunter? So it sounds like going into marketing is part of it as well, just helping them with the gaining more opportunities.
So for us, we actually have been employing this now for the last couple of years, where clients will hire us and we will work inside of their offices for the first week or two, just to learn their culture, just to do stakeholder interviews. Because the thing is, for a lot of businesses, they think, well, yeah, that's great, you can recruit, but you don't really understand us.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know us.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that there is a part where we have to be cognizant of what it's like to be a member of that company.
Mm-hmm.
So we can really speak to that culture, as well as get to know the hiring team, and that they can have a face to talk to.
Okay.
And so for us, that's been a huge element of our success, is being able to get in there and really be a part of your recruiting team.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you don't need recruiting, that's fine. We'll vacillate down and we'll be able to work on other projects. But when you need us back, we already know all the roads. We already know all the people. It's a switch.
Right.
To bring us back into production.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen, I definitely appreciate you sharing that. And one of the things that we always like to ask before we leave out is, which way can we bring any additional value to you? So my last question to you both, and Jennifer, I'll start with you, is, you know, how or any way can the MP Group help you guys on your journey going forward?
You know, I think we're in a digital age, and we're in an age where everything's now virtual. So people are looking for content online and on websites and on LinkedIn and on social media. And so I think because we're also central focused on digital and social media communication, I think that would be the best way to showcase Hunter and have MCP help, you know, because everyone's on YouTube and everyone's on LinkedIn, and I do a lot of, you know, posting on LinkedIn to try to get activity and awareness and social presence. And so I think, you know, being able to share that with our networks and within your network, you know, and just highlighting that, you know, we're a company that's looking to make an impact and help people and help businesses and individuals. It's all a circle cycle, and we're all here to do the same job and make people happy and make businesses run more effectively. So I think the online digital space would be the first place I would say would be the best help.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll definitely do that. We'll get this out, what we've talked about today, out and about. We'll share it with our network. We'll do that, of course, LinkedIn. I've connected with you there. So just do that connection and we'll go from them. Aaron, I want to come to you and ask, you know, is there, as you go again, you know, we're highly trying to provide as much value as possible. Is there anything that we can do to help you?
Well, first of all, just keep being a great friend. It's great to see you again today. You've kind of blown my mind because I've never seen you without a tie.
Right. So, yeah, you're right.
So this laid back Roderick, I'm just like, wow, who is this guy?
Right. It's Friday.
I'll be honest with you. You and I share a very similar pattern when it comes to, we really just want to get to know people and know how we can help them. You know, I think early on, a lot of mistakes that people make when they go into business is, what can I get from this process? And what they have to learn, and you and I have talked about this, is what can I help people with?
Right.
And that was, you know, kind of tying it back to the beginning. That was really part of the whole faith walk, was that I had to, God was working on my heart and working on my mind to realize that I need you to be here to help other people in their journeys, just like other people have been helping you your whole life. And so if anything, if there is someone that you know that comes across, anybody in your company that is just really hurting because they just don't have a solution to figure out how do they take care of this employment gap. That's a great person to just, you know, even if it's just a conversation, maybe I can give them a few tips that'll help them get on their way. Then that's part of my ministry.
Okay.
If it is something more than that, then we want to be able to help them wherever we can. We never try to impose ourselves on anybody. We'll only provide what exactly that they need. And the great part is that we do it at a price point that is significantly cheaper than what they might see from others. In fact, we find from a lot of people, they don't even want to have the conversation because they're used to paying fees that are at 20, 25, 30, 35% of the first year salaries. We have a completely different model that is very user friendly to small to medium sized companies.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. We want to thank Mr. Aaron Wynn and Ms. Jennifer Whittle for spending some time with us from Hunter. We definitely appreciate you guys and look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Yes. Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.